Support
for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Good morning, everyone. It's January 8th. It's another edition of Talkline 10 to 11:30. I'm Diane McGachran, ready to take your calls and your emails. I'll read your emails over the air, and for calls, you could be anonymous. I'm going to go ahead and welcome John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
John, I got all the time in the world.
Oh.
Wait. That's why I call early.
There you go.
Everybody's going to listen. They're going to try to beat me now.
Well, that's true, but you are hard to beat.
Anyway, I want to wish everyone a happy Slavic, whether you celebrate it or not. You know, I wish everyone another Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I want to say another thing. Please, when you're on that river, always be careful and stay on the trail. Don't go astray of that, because a lot of places are still dangerous. And sorry about that, my dog.
That's okay.
And, you know, people, it's still dangerous out there, so always be careful. Your life matters, no matter who you are. You know, it's a loss when somebody dies. So, anyway, I'd like to say about Evelyn Elliott, her passing. I didn't find out about till this morning. I want to let them know that our prayers and our thoughts are with them, their family, because she was one of the best friends around, and she was always kind heart to everybody. God has received a blessing, which was her, and may she rest in peace. Thank you.
All right.
You have a good morning there. Everyone, please be safe. Underneath this fresh snow, it's really slippery, so watch out for traffic. And, you know, don't be speeding around, because you don't need to be there. It's real slick out there. And if you're traveling places, please stay on the trail. And if you go at nighttime, it's good to have another partner or a long-distance ride, because things happen blink of an eye. We never know what would happen, you know. Always got to be prepared.
Yeah.
For the weather also, you know, take along rain gear. That might sound funny, but might save your life. This weather changed so drastically, so you've got to always be aware of that. Anyway, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
And you all have a good morning. Please be safe and healthy, and see you again next Friday.
I hope so. Well, thank you, John, for starting us off.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
You have a good morning.
Thank you.
Everyone there, too.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks to John for starting us off. I'm going to give out our numbers. Oh, what? Yeah, Grady.
No, I was going to say, who used to say that? See you on the radio. Was it Charles Kuralt, or was it... Do you remember that growing up? I mean, I remember it.
I do.
Iconic. See you on the radio. It's Charles Kuralt, I think. See you on the radio. What a
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. But I do recognize that. I'm going to give out the numbers here. 543-5985, 543-2756. And you can also use the 800 number, 800-995-8954. And then you can also email radio@kyuk.org, and I will read your emails over the air. For both your calls and your emails, you may remain anonymous if you're kind of a shy person and you don't want your name used. That's okay, too. Okay, so our new year has started out with quite a few things going on. There's a little chaos in our capital, mild weather, warmer weather coming. It's going to be above zero in the next few days into next week. And while our COVID numbers have dropped, the severity of the COVID cases, though, have increased. And so that's concerning. However, vaccines are going out, and people, one KYUK report that people age 16 and over in villages, 50 and over in Bethel are eligible for the vaccine beginning January 11th. That's beginning on Monday. And you can go to the YKHC website because they have a online form they'd like you to fill out ahead of time for your vaccination. And if you want more information on that form and the vaccination, you can call 543-6949 for more information and on that vaccine. We all should still maintain our practices. I think they just turned up my sound. Oh, okay. Sorry if our techno system wasn't quite there at the start of the show. Okay, but we should still maintain wearing masks, keeping social distance, being careful about gatherings, and frequent hand washings. Okay, I'm going to go to Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Yes, we are in the midst of a Trumpublican zombie apocalypse.
Trump, what did that say?
Trumpublican zombie apocalypse.
Yes, okay.
It's probably in the Bible somewhere. When they do the inauguration, they just need to do it totally on Zoom from an underground bunker, you know.
Well, I wonder how they're going to do the inauguration. I think there must be some sense of threat for having the outdoor inauguration like they usually do. I wonder what they're going to do.
To do it from a bunker with all through Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, he's so dangerous, let's impeach him, let's whatever. You know, he said he's going to do rallies. He's going to do rallies.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to round up the haters. He's still dangerous when he's done, when he's out of there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do these rallies, and it's up to the cities and towns. I know there's freedom of speech and all that other stuff, but it's up to the towns to say, no, you can't use our stadium. Or have people call in and reserve a seat with no intention of being there. Because he's still going to be spewing this anger and misinformation and all that. It's still going to, you can't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, there's going to be these hater group rallies. And
were you surprised at what happened at the Capitol?
No, I was disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Of course something was going to happen. He said, go on over there.
Mm.
He said, go on over there. Especially, light a fire under the weak Republicans or something. He pretty much said, go on over there, I march with you. And then he probably went home to watch it on TV. So I do want to put some word out on some things.
Sure.
Tonight at 7:30 on PBS, they're going to do a special that was filmed all around rural Alaska about suicide. And they're going to interview young people and families and all that. And it's really going to be a good show. And it's tonight at 7:30 on PBS. Those that don't have cable, I'm sure they get that Channel 7.
Do they? PBS. Is there a name for that? Do you know the name of the show?
No, but they're going to reshow it again on Sunday at 2.
Okay.
No, Sunday at 5. So tonight, Friday at 7:30, or Sunday at 5 is a replay of it. I saw the commercial for it, and it had this stuff, people from this area on it.
I wonder if it's... there's a documentary called We Breathe Again. And Earl Polk Jr. is in that
one. No, it doesn't sound like that one.
This one's different? Okay.
This one's new.
Oh, okay.
First showing of it.
Hmm.
Yeah. And, again, tonight at 7:30. And then I got another announcement. And Lions Club, there's been more food distribution, holiday boxes, USDA boxes, Meijer's stuff, and regular food bank. And home delivery of it. And it's been a lot of work. And I really want to see if people want to step up and help with it. And the opportunity is now, today. We're going to have a huge shipment coming in at 2 to unload. We got a tentative earlier shipment, tentative around noon to unload. And in between times, we are back sorting food in the clubhouse. So if anybody wants to be involved or help or come see how we do it, today is the day. And if no one shows up, I'm going to assume nobody listens to this show. So again, it's 2 o'clock's the big shipment. The one that's coming in at noon, I have no idea if it's as big as that. And we loaded up, like, unloaded to the van. And we just need a lot of help today. And we just need to see some new people to get involved also to keep this sustainability of it going, the momentum of the food insecurities out here. I mean, look at the gains that the homeless program made, and now they're going to have a year-round shelter with day programs and all kinds of stuff. So I really think when the community has skin in the games, amazing things happen in this town. So, and that's what makes us shine. So, I mean, it's really the people that make good things happen. I mean, we're ahead of the rest of the state as far as vaccinations going, as far as the tier levels, you know. And, you know, now we have people getting their booster shot. So that's how successful it's going. And they lowered the thing to age 50 and up for Bethel or any health conditions. So that's going to be people to register. And then starting next week and the following week, there'll be calls for appointments to get their shots. And even though you get protected with that and the booster shot, it stops you from getting sick. You can still catch it and spread it. I mean, that's why everybody's got to still do the mask and all that for a long, long time. But I do think that there's this community, it's the people that make it a wonderful place, and I want to put the opportunity out there for others to get involved and to meet us at the food bank. We got a lot to do today over there, and I figure, well, that's a good intro for people that want to step up and get involved with what they're seeing going on with the food distribution. We have more than 300 households now being served. Plus, there's open giveaways being announced here and there, too. So it's something that I want to see it gain momentum and get other people involved, get other entities involved, and really make this a successful, sustaining situation to have out here. Other than that, have a good weekend, and don't forget to watch PBS tonight at 7:30 about that suicide awareness show.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I think, thank you so much for pointing that out to us.
All right, okay. So tonight at 7:30, and again, they're playing it again on Sunday at 5. All right, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Susan. All right, so tonight at 7:30 PBS. And then Sunday at 5. All right. Really appreciate when people call in with information about what's going on in town and also things they appreciate. And speaking of which, I think our Mayor DeWitt, she did an official recognition that the week of December 27th would be Frontline Healthcare Worker Appreciation Week. And that's to send gratitude to the many people in our community and region that sacrifice so much to keep us safe and healthy. And I think that was a really great proclamation. And you can, it's actually in last week's Delta Discovery from the editor, and the whole proclamation is there. But you can probably find the whole proclamation at the City of Bethel website. So I'm going to give out the numbers again real quick, 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. You can also email here. I will read your email over the air. You can be anonymous, too, at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, so we appreciate hearing from people by email, by texting me, by basic phone call. And I'm going to go to Herman from Antioch. Hello, Herman.
Yeah, that you're calling. Want anybody to please don't take that vaccine shot. If you hang on, I'll tell you why. I'll hang on.
Okay. Herman?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's such a thing as informed consent procedure. Before they give you that shot, they have to tell you to make you sign a paper you agree to the harmful side effects. They find that it can cause, well, first of all, that vaccine is 5% and first shot and 95% the second shot, then it can cause Bell's palsy. Susan was talking about zombie. It will turn your face, it'll twist your face. That's what Bell's palsy is. And she's talking about the Bible. It does talk about this in the Bible. It talks about angels of destruction. It talks about people who refuse to turn. They refuse to hear so that God would heal them, and they refuse. This vaccine can cause deformed babies. And you imagine the horrified a mother would see when she her poor, innocent, deformed baby and say, how come they never tell me about this when they give me the shot? You guys got to call them. You got to call Bethel Hospital, the director, 543. It's 543-6000. You got to call that director in Antioch and Umanok and Mountain Village. Call 675-4346. You guys, doctors, are supposed to be warned. The director is supposed to be warning these people what will happen to you. If you, this vaccine does, it's not even the vaccine. It's dangerous. It doesn't do anything. You don't need it. A lot of people are getting false positive tests, and a lot of people already had this COVID, and there's nothing wrong with them now. You guys got to stop this thing going on. Quit pushing it. They're telling, making young girls can have no more babies. That's why they're pushing so damn hard in the villages. They find out that some foreign company like China, they did that in Africa. They wipe out those native people by making them can't have kids. Don't take this vaccine. Tell your friends, please don't do this. You don't need it. Quit promoting it, you guys. You watch this, Dan, with text your friends. Call this number and say I'm tinfoil. Like your Three Stooges or whatever you see, amigos, they'll call up. And then the Roy, he thinks he's intelligent. Use your intelligence, Roy. You're destroying your own people. Don't take that vaccine. You don't need it. Please, one time, listen to us. That's all I got to say. Pray and ask God for help. Stop this madness. It will wipe out our native people.
Okay. Well, Herman, I think that's, you've made yourself clear. Is that, are you, Doy? I think we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller. Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I wouldn't listen to the other guy's comments. He's not a scientist nor any other, you know. This coronavirus has already wiped out millions of people worldwide. And I think the vaccine is a godsend, you know. Yes, there are side effects associated with it, and some people already had adverse reactions to it. But, you know, we can't live with this pandemic forever. There has been pandemics before, and people were probably reluctant to take that vaccine. But it did sure save lives because it did wipe out nearly whole villages when the other, epidemic or pandemic was here. So Herman Morgan is not a scientist nor a doctor. Disregard his comments or whatever his... And this is the people's choice. If they want to get vaccinated, they'll get vaccinated. If they choose not to, they won't. But the other reason I'm calling for is supposed to be Slavic, and we won't be celebrating that. But we are, you know, celebrating it mm-hmm. at home by ourselves. Usually people come Slavic and to villages like Wichlik, Neboskiak, and other Orthodox villages. They usually celebrate it now, the birth of Christ, this time, but that's not happening. if we sing together, you know, as in the Bible, where two or three go gathered, I am there. They'll be here. The other thing is thoughts and prayers going out to Tuluksak and the search for the missing individual as they found the other one.
Oh.
So thoughts and prayers to the family and the village of Tuluksak. Good morning. Bye.
Good morning. Thank you, Stephen, for your call. We're going to go right to Tim in Bethel. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I've been talking to this woman for a long time.
I know. What's up?
Yeah.
How are you?
Well, I'm great. And I'm very, very grateful for this day that God has given us. And I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'm Orthodox Christian and proud to be. And hope and pray that everybody enjoy their Slavic, even though that we're not caroling and going to house. We are still celebrating and celebrating the birth of Christ. I'm not calling about the vaccine. I totally support what the previous caller says. It's a personal choice. Get educated about it and read about it and, you know, make up your own mind as far as where you're going to go with it. But it sounds like it may be a requirement in travel and attending concerts, events, and whatnot. I don't know.
I wondered about that, whether...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, eventually it may be a requirement to fly. I don't know. They can definitely, you know, through the force of society, can really force us to take the vaccine if we're going to have to do these various things. But that's not the reason why I'm calling. I don't really like to complain too much about things, but one thing that really, really concerned me was about a week ago, like 2 weeks ago, several weeks ago, my dad, he's 87 years old. He lives out in the village of Marshall, and he's being cared for by the grandchildren and also my little sister out there. And anyway, he tested positive for COVID. So far, glory to God, he's doing well. The only thing that he has lost was a sense of smell. But he tested positive, and then he came down with a kidney infection. And I hope the YKC board members are listening to this, or the hospital governance committee. Anyway, there was no health aid, or the health aid was quarantined in the community, the lone health aid. So they had to bring a health aid in. But luckily, my niece was a former health aide, and she was taking care of my dad. And they called the emergency room because he was in such excruciating pain, suffering very immensely. And the doctor had the gall to ask my dad, you know, you do have a DNR on file. Do you want to be treated? It's very apparent that they would let him suffer excruciating pain because he had a DNR on file. That's not the purpose of DNR. The DNR is for moments where you can't, where it's a life-threatening situation. This case was not a life-threatening situation. It was excruciating pain. We needed to get him treated. We needed to get him seen. But because he had a DNR on file, they chose not to bring him in, but to find a way to treat him over the phone. And I hope and pray that it is not happening to any of the elders, any other elders who have DNR on file. And this really riled me up. It still riles me up today. I try to contact YKC to contact the board members and also the hospital governance committee, but we are not allowed to send the information to them directly. How do I know the information is going to get to their meeting agenda? You know, administration can easily take them to, or ignore the letter or forget it or whatever. But I just hope and pray that there is no other victims out there that that are allowed to suffer excruciating pain just because they have a DNR on file. I really don't like to complain, but I just like to make it known that, you know, people have options.
Yeah.
As far as their parents or elderly parents or grandparents, they do not need to suffer because they have a DNR on file. At least they should have, the least that they should have is comfort care.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to say that my dad is recovering. A float health aid finally came in and helped my niece. Got hold of the doctor and they diagnosed him over the phone with something that was curable with antibiotics.
Oh.
But
wow.
And his COVID, glory to God, the only thing that he has at the moment is loss of smell.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yes, prayers
I'm so glad.
For everybody.
Thank you. I'm glad that he's doing well.
Yes,
better.
I am. Yes, we are very, very grateful.
Well, that must have been very stressful, Tim. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. That's a hard question to have to answer when you're still fully alert and aware and just suffering pain of something else, you know.
Yeah.
It was
very, very, very stressful.
Mm.
And, you know, we felt a little helpless at times, but thank God we had the ability to pray for my dad, have faith, love, hope. He pulled through that situation and has taken COVID very lightly. So, and just hope and pray that everybody else is doing well out there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim, for your call.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you.
It. Have and, a really good day. Say hi to Joanne for me.
Yeah, yeah. Happy New Year to everybody. And I'm glad to be able to tell this online. So, Joanne, have a look.
Good. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye. Okay, we're going to go to Mark H. From Bethel.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How are you, Diane?
Doing really well.
You know, that was a very moving story we just heard.
Yes.
I really feel for that man, for his family, and especially for the elder who suffered like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. If that if it happened as exactly as he said, that shouldn't happen. That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's scary. It could be frightening.
Yeah, I really feel for them, and I'm glad also he was able to share that story with us. That said, I want to say that I took the vaccine.
Oh.
And I'm glad I did, and I'm looking forward to taking the second vaccine, the booster.
Uh-huh.
I believe it is a very important thing for our for the region, for us to be able to reach a level of herd immunity. So that we can start traveling, families can start getting back together, we can gather together and support one another. That vaccine's really important.
Now, having taken the vaccine as you have, you sound normal. So you didn't have any nothing odd happen to you, or
well,
a
I'm
sore
as normal
arm?
As I've ever been.
Oh, well then, really, Mark, how would we know? Was it the vaccine? We don't know. He seems like he always is. Anyway, sorry.
I did have some reaction. I had some mild reactions.
Uh-huh.
I had a very mild headache for about 24 hours, a few days later. And I had a very mild sore throat for a couple of days. But those symptoms came and went very quickly, and they were very not really troubling at all, just kind of
mm-hmm.
minor irritants. But I kind of recognized them. I think I recognized them for what they were, and
mm-hmm.
It didn't worry me. So I'm really glad for the vaccine. And I also want to say, notwithstanding the really moving and troubling story we just heard, I want to say I'm really grateful to YKHC and their staff for how well they have handled this. Their response to the villages when there are infections in the villages, and their response to that, and the support they're giving to us during this time of pandemic is really remarkable, and I'm very grateful to them. I really think everybody at YKHC deserves to be thanked and applauded.
Well, you heard that the city of Bethel did a proclamation for healthcare workers the week of December 27th, I think. Yeah. To recognize them.
I heard that. I'm sorry to say I wasn't aware of it at the time, but I'm really glad. Thank you, Michelle, for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying. The vaccine now can go to a wider range of people starting on Monday. So our region may become a very protected place over time if we do this right. Yeah.
We're fortunate to be here where we have really competent and well-meaning people working for us and protecting us, helping protect us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Finally, Diane, I want to say happy Slavic to all of our Russian Orthodox brothers and sisters. I feel for them not being able to gather and celebrate Slavic as they normally would like to. I just want to let them all know that we're aware of them and praying with them and grateful for their quiet, good presence in the community.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good morning.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks. You
okay.
Too. Bye now.
Bye. All right. I think that brings us up to our first break. A good time to wash your hands and do a little wipe down, or just write down the phone numbers, or I'll be back on the other side. You're listening to KYUK Talk Line.
Alaska is under attack by COVID-19. It's up to all of us to fight back. Our weapons are masks, clean hands, social distancing, and caring for one another. We don't know how long it's going to be here, but it's already been too long for some of us. Please pay attention to your local government and health organization advice. State of Alaska, cities, and tribes stand together with all of you in the fight against COVID-19. This message is sponsored by Uhudjahmud Native Council.
Nasun ritan ka COVID-19 na ksuknout nasun rilngapt nasuluku COVID-19 alrit chali chikiknyuk ngout sakchuk ngaluku su nasun asanun chaknak nasu yungalrenun nasun nakuk kinkut chaknak nasu lhkat kani ko kuih pim kuskuk pim sunun nini COVID-19 nak chaknak ahmakuk Tamamta ikayu takkaukut COVID-19 am saktnrit lhkanan. Waikeit sim khokkhoi tammaita ila gaskfknaki nilgutkin riskput. Changrata ilakluki galukalrit tummakchilrit bingo alhurilrit kuyukhmung tungaunatin agayulrit. COVID-19 alrit am lhkhi nakhtugalkhatni nunamtni. Ikayu chukngautin. Nawlluun ritlhkaanun yukhunik ngab ilaavad kwallu ilaqlihbt. Gina nilgudun kwallu ilbit COVID-19 nalgaadun nawllu guvd qayaa gawxu kliinikaq nunafjsni kwallu mamdgiilhmi qayaa gawglugu COVID-19 hotlineaq 543-6949. Nallun ritnaqlhid weedout kwani yklc.org. Una kingunaqtuqwakin Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Travel restrictions alone are not enough to prevent a COVID outbreak. The precautions work best at protecting us from COVID-19 when layered together. Please continue to only spend time indoors with members of your household. Stay home except for essential activities like exercising or getting groceries. Wear a mask any time when you leave home. If you must be around someone who is not part of your household, wear a mask. Maintain at least 6 feet of distance and stay outdoors if you can. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces in your home frequently. Everyone must be vigilant and practice the precautions needed to protect ourselves and our loved ones. This message brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're going to go to our next caller, Gisela from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Good morning, Gisela.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad you called. I was thinking, oh, I hope that Fish and Wildlife lady calls and says something about, wait for it, caribou, right? Caribou.
Yes. This is my not weekly reminder, but a reminder about the status of the Multnomah caribou herd and the season that is closed. And that is because the herd count for 2019 and 2020 has dropped to a little bit over 13,000. I know that might still sound like a lot, but it's below the minimum limit of 30,000 individuals for harvest. And so the remainder of the season is closed in order to give the herd a chance to increase in size and hopefully allow for harvest in years to come. So we're asking people to choose other things to harvest instead for the time being, and encouraging people to visit our Facebook page to stay informed on the subject and to hopefully get more information if they need to, or to help answer any questions they might have. We've also set up a number for people to call and leave questions as well, or comments, and that number is 543-1008. And, you know, just to get the conversation started, I know that some people might have a lot of questions about the subject, and we're trying to find a good platform to do that. So if people can please share this information with friends and family, would greatly appreciate it. And if they want to speak with somebody directly about the subject, they can always call me at 543-1004.
Okay, great. Thank you. And can you say that site, that old BIA site, you know, which I'm obsessed with, is that over the summer, will we see other kinds of construction activity there next summer?
You know, I'm not sure when work will resume. I think there's still contracts that need to be put in place for more work to continue on the site. But I am going to be taking pictures and send them to somebody from your staff who's also inquired about the BIA, and I'm hoping that KYUK can do a story, a more in-depth story on the BIA site, so that people get a chance to see what the site looks like now.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, I want, you know, they should interview some former graffiti artists who... whose art, whose quote unquote art was removed.
Pretty talented people. I actually took a picture of a graffiti that somebody left, and it was a really positive message. It actually made me smile. I took a picture and I had it on my phone. So it was a good.
I probably
for people to express their art.
I probably know which one you're talking about. The one that I liked was somebody had a stencil for a unicorn, so it was a unicorn that was rearing up, very detailed stencil, only about the size of the palm of your hand, but it had a little heart above its head, and I thought, well, now who got a stencil like that? And all through that old BIA, on the big tower thing, on the posts that held it up, there was the stencil of the unicorn with the heart, which I always appreciated. Of course, I didn't see it that often because, of course, you're not supposed to be back there anyway back in the day. But those times that I – and then somebody else had a stencil of a musical that thing that looks like a S. I'm not sure what it's called. A treble clef. A treble clef. And
like
they had stenciled that. And I thought that was really neat. So I enjoyed that anyway. I'm glad you took a picture of one of the graffiti sayings. Yeah.
I did. And actually, what I saw that made me smile said, "Don't forget to be awesome." I often forget.
Oh, now see, that's good.
Day-to-day stuff and work and taking care of kids and worried about COVID and things like that. And so it was a little reminder to just take a deep breath, enjoy the little things, and keep going.
Well, the next part after that is not only don't forget to be awesome, but just you already are.
Yeah, exactly. We all are awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time, Diane, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. All right.
Bye.
Okay. So that was Gisela from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and caribou season is closed right now. The herd number has dropped to 13,000 from the needed 30,000, which seems like a really big, that's a big drop. We're going to go to an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question on these advertisements that come on these phones we are now having. The advertisements on selling cheap medicine. What do we do with those?
Oh, you know, I've received some of those, too, and I just ignore them.
Aren't they, shouldn't the law take part on that? Because they're selling these things that
I don't know. Right. So I sometimes will, on my phone, and maybe someone, if you know how to do this or have someone show you how, I block those callers, so I go in and block them, but I don't click on the link or anything like that.
Yeah, I blocked them too, but I think the law should take part in that because it's dangerous for especially young people to start, you know, looking for cheap medicine. Hello.
Yeah. No. I'm listening. I'm glad. That's a really good thing for people to be aware of, is to ignore those. And there seems to have been more of them in the past few weeks, because
yes.
I've gotten the same ones too. So, you know, be careful. You don't need to click on it. There isn't anything you need to do about it if you don't want to deal with
delete.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah, that's a good thing to be aware of when you get unknown messages like that. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And if you want to email, I will read your email over the air, and you can do that at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, so we have David from Tuluksac. Good morning, David. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. Good morning. Respond to that fish and game or fish and wildlife.
Yes.
They should make a law. You know, I know that people could hunt the wolves, but you should make law something else to kill those some wolves. They're killing too much. We seen the moose dead, but I never see caribou dead. But I seen wolf dead. I mean moose dead, not caribou. Wolf, moose. Sorry about that. we're not the only one that people kill those caribou. It's the wolves too. They're predators. They just kill them and leave them. Sometimes they do that. I've seen that. Okay, that's all I have to say. Good morning. But we need more search and search here in Tulksek below us. We need more men.
Oh,
searchers.
Okay.
But they gotta wear a mask. They gonna come or going to that tent. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, David, for calling. Really appreciate it. Okay, now, Grady, remember when it the See You on the Radio? So we had an emailer email in that it was Charles Osgood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right?
I love both of the guys.
Yeah.
And Sunday morning, they did the same show, I think, or at least one of them picked up the other one when that guy left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we go to this next caller?
Yeah, I did want to just make a quick, because I think that he might be reading something. I just want to mention that it's our desire that people represent themselves in their own words. But I'm going to let you take the call and deal with that on your own here.
Come on. Okay. So this is Herman Morgan back for round two.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Herman. And you're going to read? Yes. And you're going to read something to us?
Yeah, something I wrote, but before I agreed to go to Tulksek, I used to be chairman of the Fish and Game Advisory Committee for about 20 years, and they've got a proposal to have what they call a predator control incentive program where they pay people like $300 a wolf, and that'll take care of the problem, because if they don't stop them, they'll eat themselves and us out of home. You know, and whoever's on the board, chairman or the board, Fish and Game, they should start listening, because even a long time ago, they used to even kill them in their den, because if you don't stop them, they'll...
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry, where are... What? Who am I talking to? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I think our last caller got dropped by accident. So, Herman, please call back. We're going to go to Thomas from Chelista.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I'm sorry, Thomas. We had a little burble there, technical. But thank you for calling.
Yeah, no worries. And I am very, very used to technical burble. So.
Okay. That's my new word for burble. I don't know why but it was a technical burble, so there you go.
Yes, I'm actually going to add that to our official Chelista language, burble, technical burble.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, happy 2021. yeah, so just wanted to give a couple updates from Chelista. First is that, as just about everyone knows, Chelista has expanded enrollment after approval from shareholders. So that means our descendants, kids and descendants of original shareholders can enroll to be a shareholder with Chelista. And the first deadline this year is the end of the month, January 31st. So if you would like to enroll one of your kids, then head to enroll.mychelista.com. That's enroll.mychelista.com. And you can actually complete your enrollment application that way, or you can request a paper application. And all you have to do is give our shareholder enrollment team a call. And their number is 275-2900. That's 275-2900. But, you know, please keep in mind that just about all of our staff, 90% of our staff, are working from home. So you may have to leave a message. It may take a little while to get a call back. But, you know, please, we just ask for your patience. But we will respond to everybody as soon as we can. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that our president, Chelista president and CEO, Andrew Guy, joined with some other Alaska Native leaders, including from Siri and Bering Straits, in encouraging people to, if they choose, to get the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. The science and the facts and the data all support it. They did not skip any steps during the approval process. So it is a safe and valid vaccine. And then, of course, just continue to be safe out there. Wash your hands, wear your masks, and you know, keep physically distant from it, from other people.
Mm. Good. Thank you.
You bet. So once again, I'm going to throw the enrollment website, enroll.mychalista.com. The first deadline is the end of the month, January 31st. And then the next deadline is at the end of August. So there we go.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's good you have an email because it's easy to say enroll.chalista.com. Okay.
Enroll.mychalista.
Oh, no. I guess not that easy for Diane. Everyone else
another
probably got it, but not
verbal.
Me.
Yes,
that was, yes.
Technical verbal. Yes.
There, I'm running. Right. I've got plenty going on. All right. Thank you, Tom, for calling.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Okay. So we're going to go back to Herman. Herman, we apologize for accidentally dropping your call. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, great. He said he's sorry, and we all know he's not perfect, but said he won't let it happen again, but we understand. But, you know, you guys are being misled by these news and these corporate boards. You're going to stop believing what you see on KTU. On Newsmax this morning, they had a doctor. They asked him, are you concerned about the vaccine? He said, yeah. Almost all the doctors and nurses, they're not concerned about not getting the vaccine. They're concerned about what the harm it'll do. Right on Newsmax, all the major hospital doctors and nurses, they're not taking it because they skipped a major step. They never see the long-term effects. And you guys got to stop promoting this. You guys are being used. Let me read this, okay? It all started in Juneau. Health and Social Services, they passed a law without informed consent procedure. I'll read it to you. It says, by law, you talk about law. By law, you or anyone has to be informed of any potential side effects of any drug being administered to you or anyone else. Did you sign a document saying you agreed to be injected with a coronavirus non-vaccine even though you and they knew the harm it may cause? Were you not informed about any of it? Please know that many doctors and nurses will not take the vaccine because because vaccine companies cannot be sued by you or anyone for injecting for any harm it causes. The following known side effects you should have been told about before getting finished to get yourself vaccinated. Those of you who got regular shot, you don't have to get second shot. Here's the thing they're supposed to let you know it causes. Bell's palsy, a twisted face, infertility, never be able to have a baby. No breastfeeding. Baby can get sick or diseased from drinking mother's milk after the vaccine. And after the vaccine, no sex for indefinite number of months. Birth defects in baby from coronavirus non-vaccine injection. Baby born severely deformed with defects that last a lifetime. I know I'm not a scientist, but I do a lot of research online, you guys. Okay, listen. If you did not give or receive informed consent to get that vaccine, then you are putting yourself and others in grave danger. Pass this on to your family and friends, especially workers in the sub-regional clinics, especially the PAs and the head nurses and the hospital administrators. Stop this mad rush to vaccinate immediately. It's too dangerous. You could call these hospital administrators, Bethel Region Hospital, 543-6300. Norton Sound, and there's other numbers here, but around here, it's Antioch Subregional Regional Clinic 675-4556. You know anybody in Emo? tell them to call 949-350-3500. Tell them to wait. St. Mary's, anybody in St. Mary's, tell them to call 438-3500 to wait on those vaccines. Cooper Bay, sub-region of Tinney, 758-3500. I'm almost done here. As a start, please call these numbers and ask your friends to call and add the four numbers of the Tinney Street own area too. Pausing this rust vaccine won't kill anyone. But rushing without seeing the devastating, harmful, and hurtful effects will be devastating. You guys got to stop and listen and don't do this, you guys. Don't do this to your own people. You don't need it. People are recovering. I don't know what's going on, but it's pretty damn evil and sad to see these major corporations promoting it against their own people without waiting. They skip the step.
All right, Herman.
I didn't see what it'll do. I'm just saying, don't do it, you guys. Don't listen to these people. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. All right. We're going to go to Noah from Tuluxack. Good morning, Noah. Welcome to Talkline.
Morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy 2021 year.
Yep.
Yeah, and our resolution sometimes foresees everything, like the gentleman speak of coronavirus. That's a deadly disease, and it can't be conducted. A doctor or nurse can have it, since it's very rare to detect. But social distancing, using masks, the crowds should be small instead of large, so the spread will be flattened. And I'm happy that the vaccine is there, taking two shots. People that took, the tested data prove that these vaccines are our light of the tunnel, so it can be, we can deal with this virus. We have to adapt to the vaccine that is given. And the second shot, I believe, I understand, is a booster, which will immune to our body and attacks the virus, which is coronavirus. UK, Europe, one shot, and it can't be in a freezer. Like Americans made a vaccine that has to be in a frozen level. What if that vaccine is stirred up somewhere else and thawed out, and will it be ruined if it's not within that temperature? Now, I've heard several people talking about YKT. Long ago, when I was young, I had a kidney problem, and a practitioner just looked into me and just measured my kidney and touched it and asked me, "Are you hurt?" So I know practitioners are trying to learn in a doctor level or nursing level. What I'm trying to say is natives have heard about elders, old men, old women going to YKHC for appointment, and they say, "You're good to go home," or give them Tylenol. In some cases, it leads to cancer, and they die from cancer. So the responsibility of the board of directors, if they're listening, trying to have doctors, nurses train in there, do a better job on it, take care of the natives properly, just the same like you and I are speaking of. I'm speaking of various things that I've watched and learned, like the coronavirus, masks, 6 feet, lesser crowd. That should flatten the curve. Thank you for taking my call, and have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Oh, okay. And real before we go to break, we had an anonymous emailer that asks, isn't there a time limit for callers? And yes, we do try to keep it at 5 minutes. Periodically, I lose track of time, and I apologize for that. I don't have a timer, so I have to set up a timer each time. So anyway, apologies. And yes, everyone, we try to keep the calls at 5 minutes. And now I think we're going to head into a little break. All right. And that won't be 5 minutes. All right. You're listening to KYUK Talk Line, and I'm Diane McGacklin.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Waka, this is Dan Winkleman, President and CEO of YKHC. YKHC is now distributing approved COVID-19 vaccines. Eligible individuals will be contacted. The vaccines have undergone extensive safety trials, testing, and are over 94% effective. These vaccines are safe and proven to work. After I became eligible, I took the vaccine and strongly urge you to do the same. YKHC is here for you and your families throughout the Delta. Guyana.
This message is brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Want to start strong in 2021? The YK Fitness Center has a new program to help you build up your muscles in the new year. Our Strengthen Up Challenge starts Monday, January 4th, and includes easy-to-follow home workouts, useful fitness tips, and personal tracking to record your progress. Register today for this free program at ykfitness.org or find us on Facebook. Let's get strong in 2021. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Ayagalga nun chokhiutst gemen COVID-19 namak agolaychil garun ritet damagmen alghutst ilakluten igayu gut COVID-19 an ritsakamun ukut biskute jali malhtaqurluki nalgutsten kingan ilaga raqsuki niftsni witagluten tagam sami jaqata qufd khallutmen binaqtaqluku khallu kipusvicht covid anluten Maskamak atuch sainagluten, nivnik anna qafit. Nalagut kinagishkin, mashhurach kaukubgu maskamak atuchluten, agvinlignik itchanagmak yaqsichtaluki. Sami shu, witang naqsuten, pinachkikan. Unats truchtugluki, pchichtugluki shu jatkaingit. Tamam taamunga kachkaugukut, malichtaku shu tasu, piskutnun, nausun ritsachkamtnun, Kinikik nam taasyu nao siyun rit sikhkat nun. Una king unang tukwagin, Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We have a couple of callers lined up, so we'll jump right in with Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Alaka. I'm back.
Oh, he's back. Yes.
Yeah. I'd just like to thank the caller after the one that commented after I called. And he brought us some real good points. And I don't really want to totally roast the people that work at YKCER over the fire. They've done some great work in the past. They're still doing some great work now. They've taken on incredible sacrifices to make sure that people suffering from COVID are being treated and being taken care of. So I really appreciate the medical professional presence here in the community and for the region. Also many prayers for the people that are searching for the individual that went through, and I thank the search and rescue groups from Bethel and the villages that are participating, the Alaska State Troopers. Really appreciate your service for the people, for our loved ones. Doei. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Beverly Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Diane. You know, I just almost shaking with anger right now. Mm-hmm. When people like the man from Aniak calls in, spewing his lies and his conspiracy theories, it's very dangerous. He's
well
for the.
Yeah, just you disagree with the content.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And the problem is that we have been listening to people like this, undermining science, undermining democracy, spreading his Christian beliefs on other people. And it's very dangerous when he's giving out numbers of the people that are working so hard to save us.
Yeah.
I am so glad the gentleman from Tulix had called to talk about all the vaccines that we have received all of our lives to save humanity. And when I hear this, I think, you know, there was somewhere where they made these people like that dig the graves of those who died of COVID. 380,000, going on 400,000 people have died, and so many people that we know and love have died here in our region or have contracted this disease, some asymptomatic, but some close to death as we speak. And, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and all these entities remove Trump from their feeds because of these dangerous conspiracy lies. And if he's allowed to call back a third time, I'm just will be so disappointed that KYUK cannot take action and stop this madness. It's the problem that led to domestic terrorists believing lies and attacking our capital, the people that represent us. And they've been enabled and emboldened by a president and people like this person spreading these conspiracy theories and believing them and even trying to put fault on people that weren't even there. The photos tell everything. COVID is real. And I don't know what these people are watching. I see many, many, many news feeds. And I am just really, really sick of hearing these conspiracy theories on KYUK, undermining democracy, undermining our democratic election, undermining science, and watching people die. That is uncalled for, and we really need to move on and concentrate on saving people, getting our kids back in school, improving our economy, and knock off this rhetoric and don't allow it.
Okay, yeah, it's tricky. I mean,
I don't care. It's wrong. It's dangerous. This is dangerous.
I know.
It's dangerous, and it should not be allowed. And, I'm just shaking that this person can spew these lies and people believe it. And 30% of the population believe it. And it's because it started at the top. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to calm myself down with a little tea. And, that's what I have to say this morning. stay safe, folks. There's people out there in danger. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Bev. Excuse me. We're going to go ahead to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Hey, man, to Bev, and good morning.
Good morning.
I'm with what you said, and this, what happened won't be in my memory. What happened on 2021, it belongs in the city dump. But anyway, to my our young people listening, you don't like what you seen on TV, register to vote. Your vote counts, period. And I believe the lawmakers, long way till Monday, but they think they're above the law. Our law will prevail over the land. But anyway, those people could make eye statements only if they have a certificate of medical or believe in not to take this vaccine. And what can I say? I won't say I had it or not on the vaccine, but with due respect to the people that haven't got it yet, the side effects will go away. And it's, what can I say? Mm. After seeing people, and just like Bev said, that number's going up, and the sun, and this gloom we have right now, my new year starts January 20th. And that sun will shine again, and the vaccines are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most, that's the positive thing. And for people who get on the radio, if they don't have a, well, that's their opinion anyway, they don't have a medical certificate, I only go with the appointed officials, health officials on World News to take it. And after seeing all this, and condolences to the one that didn't make it, but take it. That's my opinion.
All right.
But anyway, we have a new presidency coming on, and the sun will shine again, and what can I say?
Hmm.
They opened up Anwar, and I'm glad there was a little bit interest.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama set the rules and the regulations, and this oncoming, they changed them. We have a new presidency coming on, new Secretary of Interior. Don't give up, my people. Subsistence is our way of life. And I say to these native corporations that only have money in their eyes, with no regard to shareholders, opinion, they go ahead and with the Dowland mine and the Pebble mine and try open Anwar. But hang on, my people. There's a new presidency coming and those laws will change again. I think they're going to be for the better. For us world people, indigenous people, I think those on all walks of life that are helping us. And they know what Alaska stands for. And they're not forgetting us people. I commend you on that and thank you on that.
Thank you.
And that's coming.
Mm.
Hang in there, my people. And the sun will shine again.
Mm.
On memorable moments, for 2020 was me, my buddy Ray, maybe I think it was February or March, we were in the Swanson grocery line, and I noticed all these specialites were quietly buying tissue, and they weren't saying anything. But anyway, with due respect, I wanted to ask them, are you having the diarrhea? With due respect, I couldn't go asking that, but anyway, and before this, you declared, God, everybody, I believe it was you that Friday when the pandemic hit, and I had to try to go buy tissue, and they all left me with only paper towel, but But plan C came around, but that Sir Roebuck and J.C. Penney weren't circulating anymore. And that was a popular item in the outhouses in the villages.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't argue with Mom and Dad. Otherwise, we live the we live in the harshest place in the planet. So, and I noticed Plan D was, I noticed these yellow pages, man, they were soft.
Oh,
in the phone book anyway, but.
Okay.
Well, anyway, happy Slavic, and like I said, my New Year starts on the 20th.
Okay, good.
Okay,
all
good
right.
Morning.
Thank you for calling, Yvonne. All right, we're going to go to Cesare from Bethel. Good morning, Cesare.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, happy Slavic. Anyway, Herman's been saying things what is, you know, whatever he heard in the radio or Max news, those doctors, how they know you baby coin is born with the side effect, and they don't have any sense because the vaccine start using with the 2 months and baby not boring after 2 months. So how they know? How they predicting? They don't know. There is those what they're saying. We not they don't know how long this vaccine is. What kind of side effect we would see? Year or two? Because the year and the time is not gone yet. So that is still steady, still developing. And if there be symptom, mostly with the gene or babies, or they don't know yet. They not test long enough to, they not use long enough to see something going on wrong. So I disagree with Herman, with that. And, there's people choice. You wanted to get it, you're not. And it's like a flu vaccine, and some people reacting with flu vaccine or other ones. There was one vaccine maybe 12 years come out with or more like that in Germany. There was really a disaster. There was lots of women and no affected births and stuff, but there was different story. This one is, I hope it's good, and I hope everybody would want to get enough to be vaccinated. I think we have in Alaska more chances to get vaccinated with, in the States or European country where they have really shortage. And that's one thing. And how this another thing, how we trust the media when we have I've been watching all year long. Last year, you have violence, you have looting, you have peaceful protesting, and you have CNN or NBC guys saying, and he explaining, we have really peaceful protest, and behind him is burning houses, courts, public offices, police station, private businesses, hundreds, millions of dollars cause damages by those looters, by those peaceful protesters. Trump won't actually send the National Guard. The governor said, no, we let them destroy everything. That's what they've been Washington, Seattle, and Portland, and Minneapolis, and Wisconsin. They destroy and burn not only businesses, but they are attacking the individual and private and houses, and they separate half town in there in Seattle, and destroy no one or nothing. People been killed in there. What we talking peaceful this? There was big rally with before that with Washington. The people came from all over the place with the black coats and stuff with the plane. What they have him and they show him. They've been investigating who those people was, and I still believe with that 60 or 70 arrested, that be for 90% with somebody would be opposite side. That's really left. Looters and troublemaker, and there was over 3 million people protesting in there, not protesting, supporting Trump. Those there was few hundreds would they go, and he not say to go over there and fight and destroy, and actually it was nothing destroyed anyway. And on those same in Portland, if the, any of those protesters been shot and killed, the media be on the sky high. If here is five people die and they say, oh, one of them been shot, another one. Even that lady was really patriots and retired Air Forces. Another one, another four of them or three of them, there is others die, you know. If that be in Portland happen, or Seattle happen, or Minneapolis happen, if there be black people said, holy crap, there be media be chewing up to death.
Yeah.
But it's no way watching Trump is now just make that story and spook up.
Okay, so Cesari, you've come a little bit past 5 minutes. We have a couple of other callers lined up that we need to get to. So
okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Hate interrupting, but somebody called me out on
it. That's my opinion. You guys see different world, different eye, and different TVs, and
so,
that is everybody have own, and that's what is mine. And don't blame before you, when the smoke go down, you start looking a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And
Cesari?
30 seconds. My prediction.
Cesari? No.
Yeah.
Actually, it's 1 second, and I've got to let you go because it's past 5 minutes, and.
Oh, I know. There's media.
I'm trying to be.
Media.
I'm
okay,
trying to be
you.
Good
have
about
good
it.
Day.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Bye. All right. We're going to go to Carolyn Black from Bethel. Good morning, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Yeah. I'm calling from the Natural Resources Department at ONC.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. So I just actually have a couple announcements. I'm going to quick change the subject on the talk line really quick. But so first of all, we have... last week I released a survey on what's going on in Bethel and on our ONC Natural Resources Facebook page. The survey is supposed to be hopefully like a community gauge of how the community feels about environmental pressures facing our community. So with this, our department's hoping to prioritize efforts as a department based on issues the community feels are most important and what our action steps can be.
Mm-hmm.
So we're entering everyone who participates into a raffle for gift card prize money. So please submit a response. I'll be posting the survey again on It's Going On at Bethel and our ONC Facebook pages.
Okay.
After this. And the survey will be open for probably one more week. We'll see how many we can get. But, it'll be really helpful. You can also call me at 545-2005 to fill out a survey over the phone if that's easier.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, everyone loves a raffle. So what are some of the raffle prizes?
They're going to be, we haven't decided where yet. Maybe we could get some input on that too, but just some gift cards, probably $25 to $50.
Yeah, great. Great. Okay.
Yeah, and then I have actually one more quick announcement from us. So we're also starting a winter moose proxy hunt. We did one in the fall and it was really successful, so we're hoping to start another. So with this, we're looking for hunters who are willing to proxy. Hopefully ONC tribal members, and you have to have your own snow-go.
Okay.
And then we're also looking for elders in need of meat. So elders to qualify, you must be 65 years or older, 75% disabled, or legally blind. If these apply to you, sorry, to sign up, you can fill out a survey, also posting on our Facebook page, and I'll be posting it to It's Going On at Bethel. You can call me again at 545-2005 or just call the main ONC line and ask for Caroline Black.
Okay.
And I'm expecting a lot of calls, so please leave me a message if I don't answer.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like you had to get a lot of stuff out.
Yeah.
But,
thank you for listening, everyone.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
right. we'll go to our next caller, Wassily from Neboskiak. No, I'm sorry, Robert Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. You know, a little bit about this coronavirus, you know, I'm over 65, you know,
mm-hmm.
and throughout my life, this is one of the most scariest diseases that I have ever witnessed in my entire life.
Mm.
I see elders passing away, and I see young young people who haven't had the chance to enjoy life yet pass away. It's a very, very scary, scary issue, the coronavirus. And the shots that they're giving out now, you know, I got to tell you about that. It's a hope that someday the virus may go away instead of watching people all our life wearing masks all our life all over the place. We don't know who's who. We got to go look them in the eye to recognize them. But that coronavirus shot is a hope for our people on this earth. So, you know, like the flu shot,
mm-hmm.
I can testify I've been taking the flu shot for a few years now. And fortunately for me, it has worked very, very well. And I haven't had the flu for many, many years now.
Glad
and I hope it continues that, and I will continue to take my flu shot.
Uh-huh.
As for this virus shot, I think it's a good thing to do, because if it's been tested by
9 weeks,
we help. Where we can someday take our masks off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the vaccine, the COVID vaccine.
Yes, the vaccine, the corona vaccine.
Yeah.
I just hope that it speeds up the process and starts getting to the younger folks also, so that they can be permitted to get a shot. I've been called by younger people, when can I get a shot? I said, we'll fall in line. I'm pretty sure they won't forget anybody.
Okay.
Everybody will be available to get a shot. And I understand if you don't want to take a shot, it's just a risk in your life of catching coronavirus. And for those who don't get a shot, you've got to wear your mask all the time.
Okay.
So...
thank you. I'm so glad you called.
The virus shot seems to be well at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend that all the people at least get a shot and take a chance for the better.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hoffman, for calling. And
yes, yes.
I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. We're going to have to go on now. We have another caller. And the show's...
you too, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're
bye
welcome
now.
Very much. Okay. We're going to go to a caller, Wassily, in Neboskiak.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Shabbat shalom to all the Orthodox Christians all over the world. Shabbat shalom means happy holidays.
Okay.
Since the COVID is not over, I believe the COVID funding may be provided again for this new fiscal year, so... it is important for the city and tribal entities that provides for its members to register for this particular funding right away.
Okay. Thank you.
And the COVID shots are important because I have read again on the internet news media that the third wave is beginning in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and it may have also in China, and they had a lockdown for one of their cities. And it is important, you know, to get shots, I believe, whatever we have.
Yes.
And they said this new... virus coming out again. They're not sure if this COVID will help or not, but they believe it will. So this COVID shots we have now, it may help this another virus that's coming, a new virus, that is what they said. So this COVID shots we have now might help. So
yeah,
thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. We're coming toward the end of the show. Grady, can I just read an email real quick? I'm going to read an email from Anonymous. It says, be informed and make good choices. There are many untrue conspiracy theories and untrue stories out there. I guess it's because people have had a lot of time on their hands while hunkering down. There have been thousands of people who have participated in the first, second, and third.